So I'm sitting down with Liz Brown, Executive Director of Violence Against Women Services, Elgin County. So nice talking to you, Liz. And we're just going to start out with, how did you get involved? How did this start out, Liz? How did you become Executive Director?
Yeah, for sure. So I became the Executive Director in 2007, so 14 years now. And I started in terms of working directly with women and children who have experienced harm earlier on in my working career in the early 90s, actually, and then took a variety of routes in different jobs and careers over time before coming back to apply for this position. Why I became involved in standing with and walking beside women and children who've experienced violence is I understood from my own life what that experience was like as a child. My aunties were my lifeline. They were the solid ground that I found when the fault lines of decency and reputation cracked open in my home. And what they did was they provided sanctuary.
And obviously it must be hard to kind of have that lived experience, you know, chatting with these women and their families. But what would be one of the biggest challenges that you face doing this job personally?
The biggest challenge, honestly, in our field really is the pandemic presently, the pandemic of COVID-19 on top of the pandemic of violence against women. I have never in my lifespan lived through two pandemics, and I certainly have not seen what I have seen in the last 16 months. The pandemic of COVID-19 has removed safe community spaces that are essential for everybody to be able to have respite from harm, to be able to experience dignity and safety, because people who have needed to work from home, 1 in 3 women have not been safe in their homes while working. Libraries, community centers have been closed. Suspension of in-person appointments, of sports and in-person school still remains the reality. And these spaces are where women and children find safety, where they find aunties, where they find people who will care and support them and connect them to local services such as ours.
Exactly. And you mentioned, obviously, you've lived through the pandemic now with the rest of us here, and everything you've experienced, I would say, makes you the perfect candidate for your job. So what advice would you have for other women starting out in the industry?
My advice for any woman who decides to lean in to bearing witness to the incredible harm we are capable of as human beings to do to one another is to also decide to intentionally cultivate hope. And knowing there are so many good, gentle men, and there are so many mighty women and children fighting in adverse and horrendously challenging circumstances. And my advice would be to put those circles of love around you. And my advice for myself and everyone in doing the work of serving, of being of service to another person, is to remember to be present to where the woman is, to where the child is, not where you think a woman or child should be. To be present that none of us needs to be fixed because we are not broken.
Thank you so much for that, Liz. That's amazing. And then we'll just end off with this final question. What are you most proud of? What is your proudest accomplishment to date?
Well, that would be the community's accomplishment, truly. It would be the home that Community Love built on 45 Princess Avenue. Not only did Community Love build it, it sustains it to this day. In a pandemic of COVID-19, we have been able to be open every single day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, face to face, in person, on the phone, in residence, in community, throughout an entire pandemic. And I honestly think that's the biggest accomplishment, when you can have a whole community that is willing to hear that this actually happens in its own home and community and take action to create safety and sanctuary for every person.